All right, you're listening to Inside Flicks, the podcast, and this week we're going to review the 2019 film, The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Are you following me?
Maybe we could be friends. Bro, dogs, and chill. Have a good time.
You seen the wrestling schools in Navy?
Yes.
I'll drop you there, then. Two bandits on the run.
Oh, yeah!
I made a promise to him to get him that wrestling school.
This is not Lord of the Flies.
While you've been doing paperwork, we've been doing something called living.
Oh, man!
I think it's time for us to go back.
Eleanor, I don't want to go home.
Oh, oh.
Rule number one, don't slow me down. Rule number two, I'm in charge. Hey, what's rule number one?
Party.
No, not party.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Mike. I'm here with my brothers, Richard and Raymond. Say hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hello. And this week, we're going to review The Peanut Butter Falcon. This is South by Southwest winner.
Was it?
Yeah, it won the audience award.
Oh, good.
This year. And it's a Mark Twain-inspired road adventure story about an outlaw on the run who's played by Shia LaBeouf. And he develops an unlikely friendship with a young man with Down syndrome, newcomer Zach Gottsagen.
Gottsagen, yeah.
Gottsagen. This is his first time in the film?
I would think so.
And this character, he just escaped from a nursing home in pursuit of becoming a professional wrestler. Dakota Johnson, who's from those movies, I can't remember. Those, you know, the...
50 Shades.
50 Shades movies. Those 50 Shades movies.
Bad Times.
Oh, yeah. Recently in Bad Times of... What was that?
El Royale.
And she...
Suspiria.
Suspiria, recently. And she completes this trio. She plays a sympathetic nursing home employee who is tasked with finding the young would-be wrestler runaway. And this is a really heartfelt movie. Sweet, but not too sugary and or smaltzy. This is a really good movie. Rich, let me go with you. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a great, great, I would say comeback film for Shia LaBeouf, but I know he's done a lot of good films lately. But with this one, this is one I actually like. Go, wow. I mean, he deserves to get more work. And I liked him in Fury and all that. I mean, I've always liked him, of course. But this is one that I go, wow. I mean, he's an actor. He's a real actor.
He's an actor. Raymond.
He's getting a lot of buzz right now for Honey Boy.
Yeah. Right. I would say with this movie and Honey Boy, he has redefined his career. And has entered in a new stage in his career where he has become a really exciting actor.
American Honey was probably I think kind of what led to these two.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a strong year for him, and I think he's going he either is going to get nominated for this movie or he's going to get nominated for Honey Boy. Most likely Honey Boy, but it deserves an Oscar nomination for this role for sure. Raymond, your thoughts on this movie?
Yeah, I thought this was a great feel good movie. I thought it was really charming. It definitely has a big kind of Tom Sawyer and Adventures of a Huckleberry Finn influence. Yeah, I mean, I like the movie. Everyone in the movie is really good. I had some issues with the script, specifically John Hawks' character. But we'll talk about that in the spoilers.
Okay. Yeah, I would say this movie hits, you know, the perfect note. It's not too corny, and but it's emotionally impactful. It's a great American film, and I don't say that lightly. It's a great American film, and I recommend this film. I recommend you go seek it because it deserves, you know, more eyeballs.
And I was shocked that it wasn't nominated for at least a Spirit Award.
Yeah, it had a lot of acclaim during the summer, but I think because of
how I think it's because Honey Boy, right?
Yeah, I think Honey Boy's like
stole its thunder.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I haven't seen Honey Boy, and I'm sure it's a, you know, really good performance too, a really good movie, and that's based on Shia LaBeouf's life,
which he wrote
also. But I think with this movie, this is nothing you should overlook. You know, I hope more people watch it. Raymond,
yeah, I agree. And the Blu-ray's only it's on sale right now for $12.99, and I think it's a no-brainer at that price. So like a brand new movie, $12.99 for this film. I don't think you could go wrong with that price.
Yeah.
What was the company?
Well, it was released in Roadside. I don't know about Blu-ray, but it was released.
I think on Blu-ray it was Lionsgate.
Okay.
Let's talk about Zach Gottsagen.
Yeah.
He's a young man with Down syndrome. He's playing Zach. Let's talk about his performance, Raymond.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He makes the movie, really. I mean, everyone contributes a lot, but I mean, he's the movie.
Yeah.
I think I saw a little featurette that mm-hmm. the filmmakers of this movie met him, and they found out that he wanted to be an actor, and they basically like wrote the script for him.
This is a short film with him, right?
No, it was a proof of concept.
Oh, okay.
But what's the character? What's the director's names? Writer directors? They're Tyler
Nielsen and Michael Schwartz,
and they deserve a lot of credit here.
Yes,
because this is a first time film from these guys. And, you know, I think movies that comes from first-time filmmakers, a lot of times they feel like short movies but stretched out into feature length. And this movie's not. This is a script that has a lot of stuff in it. This is a strong script, and the pacing is done very well.
It's kind of like the feel-good version of Sling Blade.
Yes. And there's a unique style to this film. It's a little bit of Wes Anderson. It's a little bit of Sling Blade. But critics have said that this is a sweet and charming film. But you know what? That's a little pandering in my taste.
You think so?
I think it is, but
I don't think so.
There's some edge to this movie.
Yeah.
And the story has some danger and some, you know, sharp edges, and that really involves Shia LaBeouf's
character. You're talking about the social systems and stuff like that.
No, mostly just Shia LaBeouf's character, his performance. His performance is very, very unpredictable, and you know, we don't know if he's going to hurt himself or he's going to hurt somebody because he's unpredictable. But then when we eventually find out about, you know, we live with these characters a little bit, and we learn about his character and his, you know, he has a troubled past.
Yeah, his loss, his recent loss.
And then we feel for the guy. We feel for all the characters. There's really a trio here with Zach and Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson, who I think is perfectly cast.
Yeah.
She emits this young, likable kind of mother bear vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. And she is, you know, she's more like big sister than caregiver here.
We'll talk about that in the
spoiler section.
Sorry.
Well, let's just talk about the writer directors first, because they knew Zach for 8 years.
8 years?
Oh, really?
Yeah. The story behind this is that they did a short film, which I saw, called The Moped Diaries. It's on YouTube. So, you know, you could check that out. It's fine. It's cool. It has the similar style with this film, but it's a little more comedy.
And Zach wasn't that?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying that this, you know, they did this, and they did that movie. They did that short, and they did a couple of documentary shorts about the rock climber who's from Free Solo.
Okay.
He's a star rock climber. I can't remember his name, but they did a couple of those sports documentary shorts. And I guess because of those credentials, they did a filmmaking camp, a filmmaking camp for disabled people or people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And Zach was part of that camp. He's always trying to be an actor. He wants to be he's been trying to be an actor all his life. And they met 8 years ago, and they developed a relationship. And during this filmmaking camp, he goes up to the filmmakers, the directors, and he says, I want to star in a movie. And they go to, they tell him that, you know, people with Down syndrome don't really star in movies. And he goes, all right, you write me a script, write me a movie then, so I could star in it. And they go, yeah, that's a great idea. And so they developed this script, as I found out in an interview. The story, it took like 5 years to develop the script. They thought they were just going to, you know, they always wanted with Zach, they had him in mind to star in the movie. And they thought they were going to do this movie for like maybe $30,000, you know, really low budget, kind of shoestring budget film. Mm-hmm. But the script developed and developed, and they thought, well, maybe we could try to sell this.
As a feature?
Yeah. And we'll sell this as with a budget, get some real actors in this, or get an act, you know, a big name actor. So as it goes, I guess they've been trying to get actors attached. And Josh Brolin on his Instagram says one day, and I guess they're following Josh Brolin on Instagram, and he says one day, like, I, you know, for, this is like in December, last week of December, I forgot, I don't know what year, Josh Brolin sends out this Instagram saying, for the next year, I want to help people.
Mm.
And he sends him a DM and goes, hey man, we're just some nobody filmmakers and we want to do this feature. And at this time they did a proof of concept short.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we want to do this movie with our friend Zach, who has Down syndrome. And Josh Brolin DMs him back and says, I wasn't talking about that. I was a different type of, I want to help people out.
Oh,
I wasn't talking about like making movies, but you know what? I'm going to help you anyway. And I think from that connection, they were able to get some producers from these producers who I think the producers did like Little Miss Sunshine or Nebraska or something like that. And from then, they were able to get some actors. At one point, they were talking to Ben Foster to star in the movie. But Ben Foster had he was interested, but his wife got pregnant. Oh. And so he, unbeknownst to the directors, he passed the script to Shia LaBeouf. And Shia LaBeouf, just from watching the proof of concept short and like reading a couple of lines from the script, he goes, I'm in. I want to do this. And he called the filmmakers and goes, hey, man, I love the short. I love the script. I love the idea. I love the idea of starring with this Zach actor guy. And he goes, I want to do it, but I'm leaving for 6 weeks to do another film. But I'll be back. And we got like about, you know, months to do this. And they go, okay, cool. And then from there on, they had like 6 weeks to start to set up the film. You know, they had to hire the cinematographer, and then everything fell in place. Like Dakota Johnson signed on, and John Hawks, and Bruce Stern, and John Berenthal.
Yeah, amazing cast.
Yeah, really strong cast. Yeah. And it all happened like just because Shia LaBeouf signed on, and then because he was coming back in 6 weeks, and he had a short period of time to do the movie.
I'm sure Bruce Stern would have done it anyways. He loves these type of movies.
Well, I think that because the producers did Nebraska, they were able to get Bruce Stern.
Oh, okay.
And so
yeah, that makes sense.
So Shia LaBeouf, because Shia LaBeouf said yes, the ball started rolling, and they were able to do this stuff.
Yeah,
and
financing.
They got the they were able to finance it, and it was kind of like a miracle that it all happened really that fast. It's just an interesting story. And it turns out to be one of the best films of the year. So, Raymond, let's talk about some of the supporting cast. What you thought about that?
Everyone's great. To get really into it, let's get into spoilers. Because, like, I mean, to talk about, like, some of these characters, I think you have to get into spoiler territory.
Okay, let's say this. Do you recommend this?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
Rich, recommend?
Yeah, absolutely.
I recommend this. Go seek it out. Go buy the Blu-ray. It's on sale. Yes, this is definitely a top-notch movie, a great American film, great American indie film, and it's a really great accomplishment from a couple of guys who, not really in the industry, but just had really some good luck and was able to pull off a really big achievement. Let's go into spoilers section.
Okay.
Raymond, let's start with you. What kind of scenes you want to talk about, or what you want to dive into?
Okay, well, I think John Hawks in this movie gives a very excellent performance. I mean, John Hawks is fantastic in everything he's in. I mean, I haven't seen John Hawks really give a bad performance.
Yeah, that's true.
But I thought he was very underwritten.
This is the part you didn't like about the movie.
Right? Yeah,
you have a problem with this. He plays
yes,
and John Hawks plays a kind of a character who he's on pursuit.
Shia LaBeouf's like antagonist throughout the film.
Yeah, he was like,
and Shia LaBeouf owes him money.
Yeah,
and he's after them throughout the whole movie, basically trying to kill them. And I don't know. To me, he just came off very
one dimensional.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just very underdeveloped, in my opinion. And the actor John Hawks, helped a lot. He kind of made me overlook it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I just didn't really like how they handled that character. And then in the end of the movie, I thought it was a bit of I didn't like how they what they had his character show up, and they did the typical thing that movies do nowadays, where they made it seem like his character died, and then you know everyone's driving off and. Then his character just lifts his head from the back seat, and they're like, oh, he's okay. He just injured his head. It's like, well, what was the point of even having this whole thing? And I don't know. I didn't like how they handled that. I think that whole thing of having antagonists following them could have worked, but the way it was done in the movie, it didn't 100% work for me.
Mm.
It's a small aspect.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason you could kind of overlook it is because, again, this is a very kind of a Adventures of Huckleberry Finn type of a thing. It feels like something that would work better in a book, like if you would read it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I give it a bit of a pass, but it bothered
me. It's a little bit of a kind of like...
LA Confidential?
No, well, a little bit of a patch on to the end there. You know, it's not really... Yeah, but...
I feel the same way about kind of his whole character throughout the whole movie, though.
Sure, sure.
Again, you kind of overlook it because you have a great actor, and again, because of the type of story they're trying to tell, this kind of a throwback to these Mark Twain stories, it kind of made sense. Yeah. But
you need in these type of stories, you need a villain or something like that too.
Yeah, and also those stories, I mean, they were a little, you know, not maybe grounded for today's standards, like for 2019, you know, they were very old.
Yeah, it was definitely inspired by the Mark Twain. But Rich, you got any problems with this movie?
Problems? Just, yeah, near the end, the little fantasy wrestling bit. The fantasy scene where they lift where he lifts them up.
No, that's not a fantasy.
Well, I thought that really happened.
Never happened in real life.
Well, it looked like
fantasy. Well, I mean, it was a little,
I like that.
I like that part.
I know, but yeah, I like that. It looked like it was in his mind. I mean, kind of thing.
No. Yeah, it was corny. It was corny.
It was corny, but I think it fit well. I think it did.
Because the movie's a comedy. It almost has a little bit of a Jared Hess vibe.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite.
It's not that much of a Jared Hess vibe.
But no, but just a little bit, you know?
Certainly, I would say like a Wes Anderson vibe, but...
okay, that makes more sense.
But
the artsy Jared Hess.
But Shia LaBeouf's character is edgy. Mm-hmm. And he really grounds the film.
But I think a big part of that is because of his performance.
Yeah, and I think when Shia LaBeouf is going like this dark stuff, not that he does anything dark really, it just he's so unpredictable. I think the filmmakers go, well, let's go with it. Let's make this a little more grounded. Maybe they were expecting to do a little more comedic, but because of what Shia, the acting he was doing, he made the movie very grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
And another...
what were you going to say?
No, another standout performance by Thomas Hayden Church, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He plays the saltwater redneck, and he's like the Zach's favorite...
all-time wrestler.
Yeah, and he's...
That whole aspect had a Jared Hess vibe.
Yeah.
And the idea is that they're driving down, I guess, Florida? They're going to Florida? Or no, they're going Mississippi River or something? They were going down somewhere and... Mm-hmm. They're trying to. Zach wants to enroll into the wrestling school.
At the time, he had a school.
Yeah, and then once they go down there, they find out the wrestling school is closed down.
Has been closed down.
Yeah. So, but also a great. There's fantastic. There's like a Jake the Snake Roberts cameo. Oh. Who's and then Mick Foley
but it was Jake the Snake that really sold it. I mean,
he plays the heavy. Yeah, he plays his. He plays the wrestling
opponent. Also that blind man, the blind Jasper John, whatever, the black guy, the with the crispy voice. Oh,
yeah, you know,
great voice.
Yeah, the directors here have a really good eye of casting, you know, these people. Like there was like the nursing home the manager who tells Dakota Johnson's to go searching for Zach, and he goes. He has a great kind of accent that was fantastic, and the way he spoke was great, and the way he acted, I'm not sure who he is, but, you know, the directors have this great eye for just casting these character actors, or these maybe real people, really, for these small roles. They fill them up with, like, really great really great people that brings the story to life, and adds a little bit of depth to it. Raymond, you have anything other problems with the film?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, really? More problems?
Yeah, one. But maybe you guys will fix it for me. Maybe I'll hear your perspective and you guys will, oh, okay, that makes sense. But I didn't really love how Dakota Johnson's character kind of just became a part of this so quickly. Mm. I never really kind of understood why her character just didn't kind of like call the police.
that's what the guy said. You know, let's keep this quiet. Find Zach and bring him back home.
Yeah, but things kind of escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I think she does.
I think at some point, even just getting help would have just kind of been a responsible thing. Because I mean, we as the viewer like Shia LaBeouf's character, but I mean, you can't trust this guy with him.
Yeah, but I think once she found him, Zach, she knew that, you know.
Yeah,
he
wasn't being abused or something, or taking advantage of.
No, I agree with that, but still, yeah, I feel that she kind of just joined this whole thing kind of quickly, allowing him to become a wrestler and all this, like, risky, putting him in danger, really.
There's a strong scene with Dakota and Shia LaBeouf and Zach, and where she goes, you know, you can't swim in the, you know, you can't swim in the water. And then Shiloh goes, he could do whatever he wants. You know, he's a man, he's his own person now. And she, you know, and he goes something about, you know, you might call, you know, you're not calling him, you know, the offensive word, you know, retard. And he goes, but you are
treating him like
one. And I think that's a strong, you know, that was strong. I think that got to the character saying, maybe I am doing that. And maybe I should just watch these two. I think she really, you know, her motive in the movie is just to really just watch and make sure that Zach doesn't harm himself. And she's, you know, I think she's has all, I think her intentions was just to drive to this wrestling school, let him do this bit, and then go back to the nursing home. And then once they go, at a certain point in the movie, she changed her mind. She goes, you know what? I want to feel free again, you know, and I want to be.
I don't know. I just personally thought kind of her going on a homemade boat and like, and kind of just
well, at that point,
supporting him getting in the ring and all this. I just
bit well, of a stretch for at me. That point, you have to kind of give up a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that
again, you kind of overlook these things because it is a bit of a Mark Twain type thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think my
I just didn't 100% buy it. I don't know. I'm pretty a little overprotective, maybe.
My biggest gripe of the film is that Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson's it seems like they start some relationship at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they become like a family.
Well, I mean, but they have some kind of romantic connection.
Right.
That's what it seems like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I didn't like that part. I think it would have been better if they just didn't do
but
that.
But yeah, it all goes with the whole Mark Twain thing.
But yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's all, you know, because it is like kind of a...
It's a fairy tale.
It's a yeah, there's a realistic and there's a fantastical thing to it that's... You know, there's a magic to it, you know, to the film. There's a kind of a lyrical, magical thing, but it is grounded.
Yes.
So, but again, I that's probably the biggest gripe I have. I didn't like that they have this kind of romantic, you know, because it seems like a Hollywood ending type of thing where they get together, you know, there's some kind of romantic connection.
Yeah, the ending's probably the worst part of the movie.
Well, I do like the fact that they're going to Florida. They're going to live out this kind of idea of living together in Florida, you know, like let's quit our old lives and let's start a new one in Florida. So I kind of liked that idea. It's just that it could have been a little bit better, but that's a small, I can live with it.
Yeah. My biggest gripe was John Barenthal was a throwaway flashback scenes.
And he has no lines at all.
They were good flashbacks.
Yeah, I think it was done well. I think
he could have at least had one scene, I mean, with him and Shia, you know.
Well, who knows?
He did have one, right?
No, not one sound. No.
And no lines.
Really?
No lines.
It was all flashback.
Also, the sound department wasn't that great also. The boom operators on this thing. I thought the mics were a little too low and a lot of stuff.
I think it was the...
It was the atmosphere that, I mean, it has to be a real good boom mics and stuff.
No, they were trying to go with this naturalistic kind of, there's a distance between the voices, you know, it's not close up.
But it's a better way to, you know, to capture it. I mean, it was just done poorly.
There was a story that the filmmakers went to on the first day of screen, you know, when it was released in theaters, they went to every theater they can to watch the film. And once they hear the sound was low, they went to the projector and they said, hey, you got to crank the sound up. And then they went, that was the thing they did.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think it's a thing. I think it's a, I don't know, maybe it was a mix.
Yeah. The sound mixer wasn't that, need an improvement.
I think if you're going to watch this at home, you got to really crank it up.
Well,
cool. You know, I don't know.
No, I mean, it should have been tweaked with. I mean, it probably was, but...
It needed another audio mix, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with final thoughts on the film. Rich, your final thoughts.
Oh, I really liked it. Yeah. Am I grading it now or no?
Yeah, let's go with grade.
All right. I'll give it a A-.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I would get this an A- as well. I think it's one of the best films of the year. I, you know, look, I didn't see all the films of the year so far, but at this point... it's one of the better films I've seen recently. Like I said, it's a great American film. It's a great American, and it reminded me of those, you know, those great '90s indie films that came out, you know, back then. And this was a sweet, heartfelt, honest, and there's an edge to it too. You know,
a great first start for these directors.
Yeah, fantastic first start for these two. I really hope they go. I mean, they seem like they have a connection with Shia LaBeouf, so I imagine they're going to do another movie with him. These guys are going to. I hope they're going to be somebody. I hope.
Yeah.
Raymond, final thoughts and your grade or your rating.
I think it's a really good movie. Solid film. Feel good movie. Definitely check it out. My score, I'll go 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, 8.5. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Even though you the stuff that at the end.
I have some script issues with the movie, but you kind of have to overlook it a little bit because I understand what they were trying to do. And the truth is, for what they were trying to do, everything that they did made sense. I think, me personally, I would have preferred if this was a bit more of a slice of life type of movie between just Shia LaBeouf's character and Zach.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that would have worked a lot more for me than instead of all these things they have to cut, obstacles and stuff.
Would you cut out the wrestling stuff too? The wrestling school?
I think it would be an interesting movie if they never made it there or something. But again, I like the movie. I like the wrestling stuff. I think the wrestling stuff is very funny. Thomas Hayden Church.
At that point,
it all works.
At that point,
it all works. I think you could have made a really good drama, a little emotional drama out of these two characters.
Yeah, at that point when they go to the wrestling school, it does turn into more of a kind of Wes Anderson comedy.
Jared Hess.
Like Nacho Libre type of comedy, yeah.
Maybe not Nacho Libre, but...
So yeah, it does switch a little bit. There's a dial switch there, but
it wouldn't be a feel good movie if it didn't.
Well, that's why people saying this is a sweet, you know, charming movie, and I do agree, but I think Shia LaBeouf, I think the real winner here is Shia LaBeouf's performance,
mm-hmm.
and a real.
I think it's Zach.
Yeah,
Zach too. Yes, and also Dakota. She's maybe gets. Not that much praise in this film, but I think she was well cast, and I think she delivers a really fine performance. You know, because it's tough to play that bigger sister, sweet bigger sister kind of role.
I think it's kind of one of the disappointing things about this movie, or not necessarily about the movie itself, but
right.
about the reception, is that no one's talking about Thomas Hayden Church.
I know, that's
and,
true.
And he, I think it's part of the reason, like, how they were marketing the movie. I didn't even know he was in it really, until I started watching it. And then he's so good. I mean, he really brings a lot of the laughs, a lot of the humor early on just from seeing him on a small television screen. once you finally see him. A lot of his roles, I think he has these supporting roles and, he never gets brought up, and yeah. A lot of times he's like these the best parts in a lot of these movies.
Yeah, and this is like kind of his performance is in the vein of Sideways.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, and so I agree. We need to talk about this film more, and we need to talk about Shia LaBeouf's performance and also Tom Hayden Church.
They should have promoted it on WWE.
Yes.
But also, Hollywood needs to give John Hawks bigger roles again because he's such a great actor and he's kind of been disappearing.
Literally. He's losing weight, man.
Physically, you mean.
I remember there was a time where you would see John Hawks in everything. Like, he'd be like in 5 indie films a year. And I don't know. I don't see him as much. You still see him, but like in very small roles. And like, he used to be starring in a lot of movies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm talking about just a couple years ago.
And he's strong in this movie, but I agree that his character is not that developed. It's a little bit underdeveloped. Same with Bruce, but again, those are cameos or those are small parts. So.
Well, John Hawks is a big part of the movie. I mean, he shows up throughout.
He's the main villain. He's the main. Yeah.
But Bruce Dern is a much smaller role. He's fantastic in the movie, though.
Yeah. Good. Well, we all agree that this is one of our favorite films, right, of the year.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree that. So we highly recommend. Go buy the Blu-ray or go seek it out on what, Amazon Prime or something like that? Or
VOD?
VOD.
Yeah, hopefully soon it'll reach
some streaming service. Streaming service.
Yeah.
All right.
To support the movie, go out and buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah. Okay, that's our take on the Peanut Butter Falcon. We'll come back with another movie to review. If you want to hear more reviews from us, go to insideflix.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.